Hey friends, it's Thursday, and we are working our way through the book of Colossians. We're in chapter 3 today, and I guess the main focus of chapter 3 would be directives or directions on how to live a life for Jesus Christ. So this one is a super relevant chapter to all of us. Remember earlier on, Paul had talked in chapter 1 about who Jesus was, and then in chapter 2, he talks about the fact that Jesus is enough. And here we are in chapter 3, I guess you could say we're looking at how to live for Jesus, because he is enough. And to know that we are to live for him. So how to live for Christ is really the focus of today. And this, most of this could have been written today. It is something that there should be no one who goes through chapter 3 of Colossians that can't find something that they can work on to grow in their faith. Now, there are some things that stuck out to me, and I'll bring that up at the end today. But sometimes when we read the Bible, God gives us like one word in a reading. You know, sometimes I can read the Bible for 15 or 20 minutes and there's one word that is repeated several times, or sometimes there's one short phrase. Sometimes it's a verse. Sometimes it's a collection of verses. Sometimes it's a whole chapter. But I love how when I study the Word of God, and I'm sure it's the same for everyone, as they get into the Word of God, you can read this over and over and over again. I could read chapter 3 tomorrow, and something else would stand out as the thing for me for that day. So the first 17 chapters of chapter 3, oh my goodness, you do these things in the first 17 verses specifically. If you do these things, watch your spiritual life and the fullness of your life grow exponentially. That's how many things are in here. So I want to challenge you to highlight or underline things that stand out to you in this. And this may be one of those chapters where you're underlining something in nearly every verse. You may need to grab a second highlighter or pen for this, but pick something today. So the first 17 verses, just rules for holy living. And then he gives rules for Christian households. And these are things that we can look at when it talks about how husbands are to treat their wives and how wives are to treat their husbands. Short phrases, but amazing things. So don't just take, if you're the husband, and read what the wife is supposed to do. Read what the husband is supposed to do as well. It even gives you in verse 20 a very key thing for children to remember. So if you have kids, this is one we've shared with our kids plenty of times. Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. We've tried to teach our children that what is the biggest reason that we should obey our parents when we're young? To please God, not to please our parents. It honors God when we honor our parents. But if you're a father or a mother of children, there is a huge thing that could be a key to your relationship with your kids in verse 21. And I'm going to let you look that up. I'm not going to cheat and give you the answer to that. So I don't know if you're wondering or not, but there's some things that stick out to me, and they kind of bookend this chapter 3. I love that. Here's the two things that stick out the most to me. The very beginning of the chapter: since then you have been raised with Christ. Okay, so that's the because or since. That's the cause. Here's the effect: set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Verse 2 says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. I'll tell you what, of all the things that I have read lately, That's one of the most powerful things. There's a lot going on in my life, and I am to set my mind on things above, not on earthly things. That I'm supposed to set not just my mind, but verse 1, set my heart on things above. I don't know about you, but that is huge for me today. And then bookending this chapter, towards the very end of the chapter, verse 23, you run into probably, well, definitely the most famous verse of chapter 23, but quite possibly the most famous verse or most recorded or memorized verse in all of Colossians, and it's Colossians 3:23. And there's not a single one of us this doesn't apply to. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Okay, so if you're married, think about your marriage. It's Jesus that you're serving in your marriage, not your spouse. Think about your job. It's not your boss you're serving. It's not your corporation. It's not the bank. You're serving Jesus Christ. So in everything you do, think about your relationship with your children if you're a parent. Think about your relationship with your parents if you're a child. Think about how you go and you do the things day to day that you do. Do you do everything? I know the answer, it's no. Do you do everything as if you're working for the Lord? I know I don't, but what a lofty, amazing goal for us to strive for. Have a great Thursday. Be back with you tomorrow as we wrap up Colossians.